Magandang gabi sa inyong lahat, and welcome to the Filipino-American National News. I'm Alan Bunju. On tonight's show, we will be playing some music from a diverse set of artists, from a local artist, a world-renowned artist who's performing at the Palace Theater in St. Paul as we speak, and is the daughter of a famous Filipino-American comedian, and also from an artist from the Great White North. In regards to some community announcements, on Sunday, April the 2nd, from 1 to 2 p.m. at the Philippine Center of Minnesota, Filipino X for Immigration Rights and Racial Justice Minnesota will be having an immigration forum that will be taking place at the Philippine Center of Minnesota. Immigration attorney and a former guest of the Filipino American National News, Federico Malibagao, will be answering questions on the topics and more, petitioning family members, impact of relationship change or spouse visas, impact of employment change on work visas, impact of criminal penalties on immigration status and legal remedies. The event will also be broadcast live via Zoom, and Tagalog and Cebuano translations will be available. For more information in regards to this event, you can go to Facebook and go to fb.com/firmtc or firmtmtc.org or FMALIBAGOLAW.com, and repeat for Facebook, it's FB.com, actually, FirmTC. In regards to another announcement, later on in April, the Philippine Student Association on Saturday, April the 29th, will be having their Philippine Cultural Night at the Great Hall at Kauffman Memorial Union, or as I see here, is known as Memorial Union. And the theme for this year is Panarap sa Hinaharap. But for right now, we're going to head over to our first article of the evening. And this comes from Reuters. The Philippines said on Saturday it had spotted a Chinese Navy ship and dozens of militia vessels around a contested Philippine-occupied island in the South China Sea as territorial tensions mount in the area. The Philippine Coast Guard said 42 vessels believed to be crewed by Chinese maritime militia personnel were seen in the vicinity of the Thatu Island, while a Chinese Navy vessel and Coast Guard ships were observed slowly loitering in the surrounding waters. The Chinese embassy in Manila did not immediately respond to a request for comments on the assertion. Thatu, in the Spartley Island chain, is Manila's biggest and most strategically important outpost in the South China Sea, a body of water largely claimed by Beijing, where several countries have conflicting territorial claims. President Ferdinand Marcos Jr. said 2 weeks ago the Philippines will not lose an inch of territory in the Southeast Asian protested China's aggressive activities in the sea. Locally known as Pag-asa, lies about 300 miles or 400 kilometers west of the western Philippine province of Palawan, home to over 400 people, including military and law enforcement personnel. The island is used by Manila to maintain its territorial claim. Experts say China's fishing fleet and Coast Guard are central to a strategic ambition in the South China Sea, maintaining a constant presence that complicates fishing and offshore energy activities by other coastal states. Their continuing unauthorized presence is clearly inconsistent with the right of innocent passage and blatant violation of the Philippines' territorial integrity, the Coast Guard said in a statement. Marcos last month summoned the Chinese ambassador to complain about the intensity and frequency of China's actions in the South China Sea. The Philippines has filed 77 complaints against China's activities in the sea, including a claim that a Chinese Coast Guard ship on February 6 directed a military-grade laser at one of the Philippines Coast Guard ships on a supply mission. China claims sovereignty over the Spratlys, while Brunei, Malaysia, and the Philippines, Taiwan, and Vietnam all have competing claims for some or all of the islands. And that is our first article from the news desk. In regards to some other committee announcements, congratulations go to Minnesota Vikings safety Cameron Bynum, who recently got married in the Philippines to his fiance, Lalaine Haddad. They got married in Boracay in the Philippines. For those of you that have been keeping up to date on Cameron Bynum, after the regular season ended with the Minnesota Vikings, he is doing some of his mission work in Leyte in the Philippines. So part of his foundation work out there that he's been doing for the last year and a half or so, or at least he got started last summer for his first visit to the Philippines. He should be there through almost the end of April or mid-April, and he'll be back for the mandatory mini camps that he as a professional football player is obligated to go to. But congratulations to Cameron Bynum and Lalaine on their recent wedding in Boracay, Philippines. Our first song of the evening is from an artist that we have had as a guest here on the Filipino American National News. That person is Frank Enosa, a person of who I would say is a guitar virtuoso. He created this funk fusion song, Snowed In, while being stuck inside this year due to harsh winter conditions. And this is Frank Enosa with his original song, Snowed In.
Thank you.
And once again, that was Frank Inanosa with his original composition, Snowed In. You're listening to the Filipino American National News, which is heard every Sunday here on KFAI from 9 to 9:30 p.m. Central Standard Time on 90.3 FM. Also can be heard online at kfai.org/Filipino American National News. And if you want to hear it on your cell phone, you can also do it via the KFAI app that you can find on both Google Play and the Apple Store. Our shows are archived up to 2 weeks. Last week, we had spoke about an upcoming interview that we plan to be doing with local author and professor Maria Oxtra with the release of her new book. Her schedule is a little bit tight, so hopefully, if things go well, sometime in early May, we'll be able to sit down with Miss Oxtra and talk about some of her literary works. And hopefully we'll have some other interviews in the coming future here on the Filipino American National News with some really diverse guests. We like to bring you the most up-to-date show as possible, the longest-running weekly Filipino-American show in the United States, always trying to provide our listeners with the freshest and newest content of any of the radio shows or podcasts locally produced as well. But right now, we're going to head over to our second article of the evening, and this comes from Al Jazeera. A provincial governor in central Philippines and five others have been shot dead by unknown gunmen in the latest attack against local politicians. Police said six suspects carrying rifles and dressed in uniforms similar to those worn by armed services entered the governor's home in Pamalona town and opened fire. Roel Damago, governor of Negros Oriental province, and five others were killed in the shooting, his widow said. Governor Damago did not deserve that kind of death. He was servicing his constituents on Saturday, Janice Damago, who was also the mayor of Pamalona, said in a video posted on Facebook. Police said in a statement on Saturday that the conditions of the hospitalized victims were unknown. Damago, 56, is the latest to be targeted in the Philippines' long history of attacks on politicians and is at least the third to be shot since local elections last year. President Ferdinand Marcos condemned what he described as an assassination of a political ally, Damago, and promised to bring swift justice to his killers. Last month, the Supreme Court declared Damago the rightful winner of the contest for Negros Oriental's governorship following a recount that unseated his local rival, who had previously been proclaimed the victor. Mamentel Adiong, governor of the southern province of Lanao del Sur, was shot and wounded in February in an attack that killed his driver and three police officer escorts. That same month, vice mayor of northern town Apari, Romel Alameda, and five other people were traveling with him were shot dead in a highway ambush. The leaders of a powerful southern clan, about two dozen followers, were sentenced to life in the prison for a 2009 attack on supporters of gubernatorial election rivalry in the Magurando province. The attack left 58 people dead, including politicians, wife and relatives, along with 32 journalists and media workers. Right now we have time for our second song of the evening. It is from the artist that we had stated that was performing at the Palace Theater in St. Paul, and that is Elle King. Elle King happens to be the daughter of Filipino-American comedian Rob Schneier, and this is them with their first ever performance performing together, performing a Roy Orbison classic In Dreams. This is Elle King, along with her father, Rob Schneider, performing In Dreams.
Ladies and gentlemen, I have a treat for you, but more really a treat for me. The one and only, my daughter, Elle King. I just want to tell you that I used to be Rob Schneider. Now I'm Elle King's dad. And, I love you. We've never sung together publicly, and I thought maybe tonight would be a nice night to try it.
This is his one.
I'll take it. So he's a carol?
Candid colored clown they call the Sandman tiptoes to my room every night just to sprinkle stardust and to whisper go to sleep everything is all
again, that was Elle King and Rob Schneider with their rendition of the Roy Orbison classic In Dreams. We are coming quite close to the end of the Filipino American National News, and as we teased about earlier, we are going to play a track from an artist from the Great White North, an artist by the name of M. Griner, and the name of this track is entitled Good Riddance. Stay tuned for sound effects.
Speak for me.
Programming support on KFAI is brought to you by Ramsey County. Boost your immunity and help protect your community. COVID-19 is still here, and it's not too late to get your booster. Staying up to date with vaccines can help build protection that has decreased since your last shot and provide better protection against newer variants. Boosters are an important part of protecting yourself from getting seriously ill from COVID-19. To learn more and schedule your appointment, visit ramseycounty.us/COVID vaccine.